Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning O2 Telefónica.
Today's top stories at a glance. Deutsche Telekom is set to modernize public safety communications by integrating advanced mission-critical services into its entire 5G network. O2 Telefónica is working to restore connectivity in Bad Wildbad with a temporary mobile mast installation amid the town's digital detox phase, and Telefónica's O2 has emerged from a costly and lengthy legal battle with Phones4U.
The publication WiWo.de reports on Deutsche Telekom's major investment in integrating specialized technology for public security communications into its 5G network. The article by Thomas Kuhn explains that the company, in collaboration with Motorola Solutions, is set to integrate advanced mission-critical services into its entire mobile network, thereby modernizing communications for police, fire, rescue services, and other public safety agencies. It is noted that the current TETRA system, which has been the backbone of secure communications, is considered outdated and is expected to be replaced by a broadband-capable network offering prioritized push-to-talk functions, even in cases of network congestion. The article emphasizes that the new system will automatically recognize devices used by first responders, ensuring that essential communications are maintained by reallocating bandwidth as necessary. This strategic move is framed as a competitive opportunity that, if successful, could open up a lucrative future market, despite ongoing debates over funding and the precise configuration of the destined network.
In another article, WiWo.de explores the innovative yet controversial KI phone, the T-Phone 3, unveiled by Deutsche Telekom. The review by Thomas Kuhn compares the device's ambitions to the revolutionary impact of the first iPhone, highlighting its potential to transform smartphones into digital concierges controlled by voice commands. The article describes how the phone employs the AI engine from U.S. developer Perplexity to perform tasks such as searching for restaurants, booking flights, and even providing real-time translations. Though these capabilities are reliant on cloud processing due to limited onboard processing power. Testing uncovered several shortcomings as well, including notable inaccuracies in handling basic German language measurements, which detracted from the overall user experience. Concluding with a balanced outlook, the report suggests that while the T-Phone 3 offers an interesting glimpse into the future of agentic AI in smartphones, it currently remains more an ambitious prototype than a fully realized revolutionary product.
The first article from Telterif.de reports a significant network outage in Obersettenfeld, in the Ludwigsburg district near Stuttgart, which has affected both fixed-line telephone and internet services, as well as two of the three mobile networks since Friday, the 29th of August. The report explains that the problem originates from a leased transmission segment managed by a third-party provider, with Netcom BW indicating that a maintenance operation may have gone wrong. It describes how the malfunction at the shared transmission mast on Stocksberg has led to disruptions for both Vodafone and telecom customers. As the mast typically broadcasts signals for both providers via a multi-operator core network, MOCN, configuration. Meanwhile, the article clarifies that O2 Telefónica customers or other users of the O2 network remain unaffected by this incident, and only a small group of 1&1 subscribers, who have migrated to Vodafone's network, is experiencing connectivity issues. This situation underscores the vulnerabilities associated with third-party infrastructure, with expectations voiced that the outage might be resolved by the coming Monday.
The second article from RND.de shifts focus to Bad Wildbad, a renowned spa town in the Black Forest, which has drawn attention for its unintended role as a digital detox haven. The report details that the town has been completely offline for 2 months following the removal of a mobile mast from the old chimney of a former district heating plant, causing all mobile services to vanish. The article explains that while this loss of connectivity poses challenges for local residents and visitors, impacting online check-ins, mobile payments, and navigation, it has also become an attractive setting for those seeking a break from constant digital stimulation. Local tourism officials, including Stephanie Bott, as cited by Tagesschau, note that the lack of connectivity has both inconvenienced some visitors and diminished the town's social media presence. In response, O2 Telefonica has planned a temporary mobile mast installation near the St. Bonifacius Church starting on the 8th of September, with the aim to restore service by the 19th of September, bridging the gap until a permanent infrastructure solution can be established.
In the recent Handelsblatt article titled, How Can AI Truly Add Value?, the report opens with a striking statistic from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, stating that only 5% of companies achieve measurable benefits with generative AI, while 95% do not reach the expected value. From Telefonica's perspective, the article emphasizes that many organizations fall short due to overly high expectations. Industry experts such as Claudia Poling from FIAG and Leonard Schmidt from Langdoc note that a misunderstanding of AI's true potential often results in misplaced investments and subsequent disappointment. The report further explains that the chaotic state of data, scattered in silos, sometimes hindered by misconfigured access rights, severely limits the effectiveness of AI models, as they are unable to tap into the clean, centralized data necessary for delivering real insights. Additionally, the article underlines that the absence of clear internal guidelines and policies for AI usage inevitably leads to the uncontrolled proliferation of unapproved tools, which not only compromises data security, but also undermines efficiency. Examples from BCG illustrate how the integration of AI into a unified, secure cloud environment can streamline processes and enhance analytical preparation. Lastly, the report stresses that the transformation enabled by AI relies heavily on targeted training programs, dedicated in-house experts, and proactive leadership that addresses employee concerns. Initiatives such as Otto's Promptathons and BCG's deployment of expert black belts are cited as crucial measures for ensuring that organizations can fully leverage the benefits of AI while mitigating internal resistance.
The Tagesspiegel.de reports on recent incidents where state actors and criminals have been interfering with satellite navigation, an issue that raises concerns over the security of critical positioning systems. The article explains that Russia appears to have intentionally jammed the GPS navigation of an aircraft carrying EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen en route to Bulgaria. A spokesperson from the European Commission confirmed the jamming incident, and Bulgarian authorities suspect that Russia is behind the deliberate interference. The report stresses that similar disruptions have been reported by pilots, ship captains in the Baltic Sea region, and even agricultural operators in eastern Finland, whose machinery relies on GNSS for accurate navigation. It is noted that the frequency of such incidents has increased since the onset of the Ukraine conflict, with jamming now observed in crisis zones worldwide, including areas like the Eastern Mediterranean and the Indo-Pakistani border. The article further outlines the two primary methods of interference: jamming and spoofing. According to the publication, jamming involves flooding the navigation system with a stronger signal that overrides the weak signals transmitted by satellites, while spoofing involves broadcasting counterfeit signals that deceitfully guide navigation systems off course. The report, as detailed by Tagesspiegel.de, indicates that such sabotage not only affects aircraft and ships, but also poses significant risks to sectors such as agriculture, computing centers, and the synchronization of 5G mobile infrastructure, which rely on the timely and precise satellite time signals. In the Baltic Sea region, research conducted by the German company Hensec in collaboration with Polish partners documented that the precision of positional data deteriorated significantly, from a standard accuracy of 3 meters to deviations of up to 35 meters, with October 2024 recording the highest number of jamming events. The publication also discusses countermeasures being considered by research institutions like the DLR and the Fraunhofer Institute. These institutions are investigating robust receivers capable of detecting and neutralizing jamming and spoofing signals, as well as multi-sensor approaches that integrate additional data from cameras and accelerometers to enhance reliability. Furthermore, the article highlights Europe's initiative to secure satellite navigation by employing services such as the Galileo PRS, which leverages encrypted signals to provide more resilient navigation during emergencies. tegaspiegel.dd underscores that although complete protection remains challenging, advances in technology are gradually addressing vulnerabilities that affect critical applications in aviation, maritime transport, and even autonomous driving.
The article published by Telterif.de reports that Vodafone Cable has begun implementing frequency changes in its cable TV network, a process scheduled to continue until summer 2026. The adjustment aims to standardize the frequency spectrum usage across the network throughout Germany, enhancing overall network performance not only for television broadcasting, but also for telephony and mobile internet access. The report explains that the changes are set to affect approximately 8.6 million cable connections in around 4,000 cities and municipalities, with a planned execution period of roughly 11 months. It is noted that the frequency shifts, which have already been implemented in cities such as Krefeld, Böblingen, Hürth, and Bünde, are now being announced for Cologne. Furthermore, the article details Vodafone's rollout of the Nordig LCN standard, which automates the sorting of channels, eliminating the need for manual searches or adjustments of favorites on compatible receivers, and adds that the use of the H.264 MPEG-4 AVC video compression for SD channels will support future enhancements, concurrently with current HD transmissions in the same format.
Today, attention in the English-speaking media has focused on a significant legal decision involving Telefonica's O2, as reported by thetimes.com. The Times details how Phones4U, once a major UK mobile retailer, has ended its six-year court battle against the country's largest mobile operators, including O2, Vodafone, and EE. The article explains that Phones4U had been pursuing roughly £1 billion in damages over accusations that these operators colluded to cause the retailer's collapse in 2014, allegations that have since been dismissed by both the High Court and the Court of Appeal. The report further states that the failed litigation has cost Phones4U over £80 million in legal fees and related costs, including a substantial interim payment for the appeal, highlighting the steep financial burdens of such high-stakes disputes. The narrative also notes that the decision came after Phones4U's administrators, advised by a committee of creditors, determined that further appeals would not be in the best interests of those creditors, considering the ongoing losses. Additionally, the article provides historical context by mentioning that Phones4U was once part of a larger network that included ties to O2, and it recounts the significant changes in the mobile retail landscape following the severance of these ties. This development underscores the complex and costly challenges in the telecommunications sector, where legal outcomes have far-reaching implications for legacy operators and market dynamics, as highlighted by thetimes.com.
In the recent article by computerbuild.de, cable TV providers are portrayed as facing increasing challenges from unauthorized viewers as a consequence of new regulatory changes. The article explains that from the 1st of July 2024, landlords are no longer allowed to bill cable TV fees through additional service charges, requiring viewers to establish separate contracts with their cable TV providers. Many users, however, have not taken the necessary steps to obtain a valid contract, and as a result, a significant number are accessing cable TV without authorization. This situation has prompted cable providers to take strict measures, such as gradually disconnecting services in buildings where the majority of residents have not contracted, although technical limitations in older wiring systems make targeted disconnections difficult. The report from computerbuild.de further details that traditional tree wiring structures prevent selective disconnection, forcing providers either to disable service completely or find alternative methods like installing disconnect boxes or sealing cable outlets, which are both costly and time-consuming, especially as tenants may not grant access for such interventions. In response to these challenges, companies like Vodafone and Tele Columbus have resorted to proactive warnings and, in some cases, hinting at criminal repercussions for continued unauthorized use. The article also notes that smaller operators are investing in fiber optic networks to enable remote control over connections, representing a strategic shift to ease enforcement measures. Overall, the narrative in computerbuild.de underscores the competitive pressure in the cable TV market and the pressing need for providers to adapt their technical and administrative strategies to curb unauthorized usage.
A recent article by computerbild.de reports on regulatory pressures facing T-Mobile, a subsidiary of Deutsche Telekom in the United States. The report indicates that T-Mobile is accused of selling customers' location data between 2018 and 2019 without obtaining their consent, an action that has raised serious data privacy concerns. The article explains that the Federal Communications Commission, FCC, finds that the sale involved not only historical location data, but also real-time information, and that there were insufficient safety measures to prevent unauthorized access. The U.S. Appeals Court rejected T-Mobile's appeal against a substantial fine, leaving the company facing a multi-million dollar penalty. The reporting further reveals that both T-Mobile and Sprint, which has now merged with T-Mobile, are implicated in this data handling practice, with the court noting that the misuse was driven by so-called bad actors who exploited these programs. With similar legal challenges potentially looming for other competitors like AT&T and Verizon, the situation underlines the critical importance of adhering to privacy regulations and robust security measures in today's competitive telecommunications industry.
That was the current overview of the key topics for O2 Telefonica. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically.